I'm Brian.
I'm Griff, and this is the eBay for Business podcast, your source for the information and the inspiration to help you start, manage, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace. And this is episode 265.
It is indeed.
That was a long week.
It was a very busy week, that's for sure.
For anyone who's wondering why, I think we teased this last week. We were on our way to Las Vegas for the seller-led event that's called the Boss Reseller Remix. It's a three-day conference in the north side of Las Vegas at a place called the Blind Center of Nevada. And we're going to spend a lot of time talking about that because I took my little trusty recorder and captured a lot of audio that we're going to use for the episode this week.
And it was good that you were there with the trusty recorder because you actually can operate it and actually get recordings back.
Somebody actually brought that up. They said, is Brian recapturing any audio? I heard it was a bit of a disaster. And I defended you. I said, no, that was my fault because I really should have made sure that everything was set up and I should have reminded him. Because for those of you who are podcasters, we use these little handheld recorders that are produced by a company called Zoom. And that has nothing to do with Zoom, the meeting platform. And they're 4-track and you can use them for music. You could have your whole studio on this handheld. But because they have all this capability, there's a little bit of a learning curve to setting it up to make sure everything is working right. And when they work, they're great. Not your fault, Brian.
Right. Back then, we were using it to record because it was back in the pandemic. And so I was recording from home.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think I took it to go on the first event and didn't flip some switch on the Zoom to be able to get input into that Zoom. But that's okay.
And so I have that recorder and I found the file and it's a very long blank file.
Yeah. I was going for it. I was trying to get as much content as possible. It's just nothing recording to the tape.
We could redo it as an episode and just call it like an eBay podcast performance piece.
Or we could do like Brian's meditation and put some like soft music with the silence of the recorder.
Because all sellers need a moment of that where you breathe in and breathe out. Right.
Especially when those returns come in.
I heard a few stories about returns and that's for another episode. But yeah, we really need to talk about returns.
We definitely should.
Well, before we get into the meat of the week, do we have any news we should talk about?
We do have one news item this week. And it's actually been a news item that's been around for the last couple of weeks. But due to the conflict in Israel, most major U.S. shipping carriers are experiencing disruptions in service into and out of the country. eBay is temporarily pausing sales from the United States to buyers with shipping addresses in Israel, as we cannot ensure that these packages will reach their final destination. We're closely monitoring the developments, and we will update you as soon as we are able to resume regular operations in Israel. And as always, if you recently shipped an item to Israel, eBay will automatically protect your seller performance. As the situation evolves, we will provide updates as needed.
Yeah, and there's a link on the announcement board that has more details. But yeah, and who knows, this doesn't look like it's gonna resolve anytime soon. So
yeah, I would agree. Sad.
Well, without any further ado, let's get to our story of the week. It's our experience at a seller-led event called the 2003 Boss Reseller Remix in Las Vegas. As we just mentioned, Brian and I and many other eBay employees attended a seller-led event in Las Vegas at a place called the Blind Center of Nevada. It was an amazingly well-run event, and it's a testament to how much a seller can do when they're creating an event for other sellers to learn and network and basically have a really good time. I think you got there before me. I arrived on Tuesday and walked into the door fairly early. And to my surprise, there's an old friend of ours and an old friend of the podcast, Diane Lassonde and her daughter, Jen, and they were there registering attendees as they arrived.
Have fun. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And here's Diane Lassonde, and she's doing the introductions to everyone who comes in through the door.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
How are you doing, Diane?
I'm here. It's a wonderful thing.
It is a wonderful thing.
And I have blue hair that they can't see, but I have blue hair right now.
It is pretty cool.
And I have hair.
Well, we're glad to see you healthy.
Yes.
And you're manning the door.
I am. I didn't know that I'd be able to. I didn't know that I would even be here at this conference. And not because I didn't want to be, but because my health issue. And I have been granted another time to see all my eBay family.
That's excellent.
I thought I was saying bye to them all last year when we left here. And to be able to have this gift to work here, and I just love it. And if people don't come to these things, they don't know what they're missing. They're just, you meet so many fabulous friends, and it's just a great place to feel comfortable. People have the same problems as you, just in a different body. And you sit at home thinking, I can't do this, but they can do it if they just get up and put a little effort into themselves. And for some people, it might just be taking a shower, right? Like, they can't get up to go do the event because they feel like they can't even do their regular things at home. You just need to give yourself props for all the little things, and then the little things turn into the big things, and then you're here at this conference with all of us hanging out.
Diane, she's a trooper.
She is. I mean, you couldn't have had two better people greet you that as you walk in the Blind Center that day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was glad to see her. I was surprised, but delighted, because she's had some serious health issues. I mean, life-threatening health issues. So to see her in great spirits and better health there at the event was a real up.
And especially she contributed to that event as well, not just like at the registration desk, but she had a silent auction upstairs for the Blind Center to award scholarships to people who go to the Blind Center who are visually impaired. And she gave away two scholarships totaling over $8,000 this year to people who attend the Blind Center. Incredible. In addition, most seller events start off with greeting and introduction from the event organizers. And the organizers of the event last week are Katie Zilverberg, Victoria Egan, and Teresa Cox. When we sat down in the big room, Katie was already greeting the crowd.
Welcome, everybody. So how many of you guys have been to the Remix before? Okay, how many people are here for the very first time? That's awesome. That's a lot. Awesome. Thank you, guys. We are so excited to have you all here, and we're just going to go ahead and introduce ourselves first off. I'm Katie Zilverberg, and I'm a reseller. I've been selling for almost 10 years now. I mainly sell men's vintage streetwear. I'm one of the three co-founders, organizers of this event, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
I am Vicki Zilverberg, her other half, and I've been selling online since 1998. This is my 26th year on eBay. I sell a little bit of everything, but I do specialize and focus on women's vintage clothing. We love reselling, and we love teaching about reselling, and we're very excited to have all of you here. I know a lot of you guys have been here supporting us since the first year, people that watch our channel or in our Facebook group, and really appreciate your support year after year. And to those of you that don't know us, watch out, because you're going to know us by the end of the week. So we're happy to have you here as well.
Hi, I'm Teresa, and I have been on eBay since 95. And I met a lot of you last night and even today, and I am excited that there are a lot of you in there that are very new to eBay. And I am an eBay girl, and I love to help newbies. So if you're a newbie, you come see me, because I think I'm gonna end up doing a little class on Zoom or something, because there's so many of you. So I'm excited that you're all here. I think it's great that you came to this conference to learn about it, and you will learn a lot of stuff. We will help you along your journey, and we're happy that you're here.
The eBay speaker for the event this year was none other than General Manager, U.S. Markets, Adam Ireland, who was joined on the stage with seller Anna Packer.
Let's give a listen to that.
I'm going to introduce our first speakers of the day. We're very honored to have VP U.S. General Manager Adam Ireland join us today. And as a surprise bonus, we have eBay seller and owner of Anesthetic Miscellany, Anna Packer. So thank you so much for the introduction and for having us. I'm very pumped to be here this week. And I, like she said, I'm Anna Packer, and I've been selling on eBay about 6.5 years. My store is Anesthetic Miscellany or Miscellany, both pronunciations are correct. And as that name suggests, my inventory is very miscellaneous. My top two categories are typically fashion and collectibles. but I do sell a little bit of everything. And yeah, this was my second eBay open and it was awesome. I had so much fun being involved with some of the content. So if you were, you know, tuning in for that, you might recognize me from some things, but I can't wait to meet all of you in person. I'm just so excited to be here. But today I'm so excited to be here with Adam. And so Adam, would you introduce yourself and also tell us a little bit about what you buy and sell on eBay?
Thanks, Anna, and thank you all. It's great to be here today. Yes, so for those of you that haven't met me yet, I'm Adam Ireland. I'm the Vice President and General Manager of eBay here in the US. I've been with eBay for about 12 years now and have had the fortune of doing a lot of different stuff in my time there. I started out in corporate strategy and then went over to Europe for a little bit. You might spot from the accent, but that's where home is. Some time in customer service, and then in the last year and a bit, I've been fortunate enough to I have the real privilege of running the US eBay business, and but I'm also a passionate eBay user as well, so that definitely is another piece that makes the job fun. My backyard is my happy place, it's where I go to relax, so tons of tools get purchased, tons of seeds get purchased. If you have raccoons digging up your lawn, beneficial nematodes are the way to go.
Pro tip for you.
Now, Adam and Anna spoke for about 30 minutes, and we're just going to hear an excerpt of this, specifically a question that one of the questions that Anna asked Adam.
Another thing I wanted to ask you about was specifically about focus categories. In the chats, I see a lot of, let's call them inquiries, about why we should care so much about sneakers or parts and accessories or trading cards, but like specifically sneakers. So I just wanted to throw sneakers at you and let you run with it, but why do we care so much about sneakers?
Great question. I did promise Anna she was allowed to ask me the hard ones, and I think that gets right to it. But you know, some of this is the reality that like some of these are really, really big categories for us. And so even if you don't sell trading cards or you don't sell car parts, like there are actually thousands, probably even tens of thousands of sellers that do. But beyond that, there is a reality of kind of this is where we have moved the strategy to. And we deeply believe in it, and we deeply believe it's working. And so why is this? So what we've realized is that when we're able to take a category and really deeply focus on understanding what the customer needs are, and that's both the buyer and the seller, in that specific category, we're able to get to better solutions to support the buyers and sellers in that space. Great, but then how does that help everyone else? Well, the better thing is that we really do actually discover learnings that then extend across the whole of the rest of the platform. So it sort of becomes a rising tide that lifts everyone, as opposed to sort of if you try and create a horizontal solution that just sort of meets the minimum bar because you're trying to solve for everybody at one time. And so that's kind of like at the heart of why we're doing this focus category strategy. Now, why sneakers specifically, really that's just sort of like, that was the original place where we started. And so we've got a few more examples of where it is there and why it works and how we see the benefits. So a couple of pieces that come out of that, for example. So when we started looking at what the sneaker buyer really, really needed, the biggest thing that came to life was around trust. And we really had to raise our game on eBay around the trust of the experience when you were buying a pair of sneakers. And that was where the Authenticity Guarantee Program came from. But of course, once we'd done that for sneakers, we also realized, hey, there's a whole bunch of other categories that look and feel quite like sneakers. And so the authentication program rolls out. It goes from sneakers to watches, from watches to handbags, from handbags to trading cards, from trading cards to jewelry, et cetera, et cetera, and now streetwear. And so you take something that was specific to a very small, a meaningful category, but then you start to stretch it horizontally across the platform. And that's exactly one of these scalable solutions that Jamie talks about. But it even goes further than that, because in those learnings as we've been doing that, we sort of saw the benefits for the business of when we were able to put a step change in the amount of trust that people have in the platform. And so then you start to ask the question, well, how do we do that even further? And so you take something like electronics, refurbished electronics, which, you know, nothing like the sneakers category, but we ask the same question of how do you, you know, if we know that trust is a really important lever for us, how do we drive greater trust in that category? And there we sort of, again, go deep and understand the needs of the buyer in that category, and we listen to them, and they say, okay, well, we need to understand better the types of categories that we've got within that. Is that a really fair condition, or is that a excellent condition? Is it certified by the brand? And so we're able to get more specific about those conditions within refurbished goods put a warranty behind that. And again, we see the step change in trust and the business really takes off. By the way, I have actually with me, this was the, that's a promo for their new podcast, but this was actually from Anna's store, and that was the thing that I bought that got me my 1,000th piece of feedback, so thank you, Anna.
And he earned it too, he was a wonderful customer. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for doing this with us.
Yeah.
Thanks everyone, have a great week.
That was a conversation that was really well received. Were you in the audience for that?
I was. It was really well received. And I love the fact that Adam and Anna kind of flipped roles, with Anna asking the questions and Adam answering, as opposed to the other way around.
She's a pistol, that Anna Packer.
She is. And she didn't hold back on the questions, like around unpaid item and things like that. So worth a listen.
So for the next 3 days, as Brian was schmoozing and and greeting and glad-handing with the crowd,
getting lots of hugs,
I'm carrying our little trusty Zoom recorder and wandering around the vent and in the vendor hall and outside during lunch and grabbing time as I could with a few of the, let's say 200 plus of event attendees, to ask them about their expectations and hopes from the event.
My name is Jay LeBlanc Williams, and I'm Flippin' Jay Bird on Instagram, which is not very active. I just started a YouTube channel not too long ago.
And that's, what is that?
That's Flippin' Jay Bird as well.
What do you sell, Jay?
Well, I want to sell wholesale lots to other resellers.
Oh, I like that.
I did that a little bit because right before I moved here, I had a huge storage unit full of inventory, and I sold it to a few, really like 3 or 4 resellers that bought all of it, and I really enjoyed that, so I want to continue that. And my YouTube channel has been about buying storage units, so I've bought a couple since I've been here. I actually just won an auction today.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm going to go check that out after this tonight. So yeah, I'm looking forward to unboxing that tonight. There was some artwork and stuff.
Ooh, how exciting.
You know, I want to put some art on my walls at my new place, so I'm excited about that.
New place, you just moved here.
Yeah, we moved here in April. My partner is on the autism spectrum, ADHD as well, and so in Eugene, Oregon, where we moved from, there weren't a whole lot of resources, so that was kind of one of the things that drew us here, was that Melissa was able to find like a meetup group, and she's met some other folks like herself, and so it's kind of cool because I'm here to meet my resellers, she's here to meet some other folks like her, and so yeah, I was surprised that she was as willing to move here as I was. So, yeah, so that was really cool. Yeah.
And moving across the table, please introduce yourself.
Sure, we're Sharon and Gary Plinus, and we're from Funsational Finds. We have been resellers on eBay for almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm. And what do you hope to get out of your trip here to the Boss Reseller Remix?
So obviously we live in Vegas, so we didn't have to come very far, just like our friend here. Yeah. But this is our third year also, you know, at the Boss Reseller Remix. And we like to interact. We're interacting more and more with other resellers. Mm-hmm. You know, at the beginning, we probably were, you know, more hiding out and not interacting as much.
Yeah, I mean, we're a little bit introverted. We work with each other every day, so it's kind of, we're kind of in our little box. So it's nice to, you know, get out and mingle with other people, because, you know, it's kind of hard working with the same person day after day after day.
Well, thank you both. Thank you, all three of you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Griff.
eBay had a booth in the vendor hall. Well, we actually had a whole corner, and it was kind of a whole corner. It was a really great setup for us, especially given who was there. We had several employees on hand to answer seller questions and advice from our growth advisor team, led by Casey Yardley and Nick Brown.
Yeah, and I didn't get a chance to talk to Nick, but I did spend a few minutes talking to Casey.
Standing next to me is Casey Yardley. Hey, Casey.
Hey, how's it going, Griff?
So what do you do for eBay besides maybe someday being a host on the podcast?
I work as a growth advisor, helping folks with understanding, one, the account health that's required to grow accounts sustainably.
So what's the most challenging part of your job?
Yeah, the most challenging part of my job often is understanding the time that that a seller really does have and their ability to invest that time in building and improving their eBay store. Because a lot of times we'll come in and we'll say, hey, here are these opportunities. And I've had to learn to scale down my opportunities to like smaller, more digestible, bite-sized things so that people can be successful and maintain their high enthusiasm for growth, but also being able to say, here's an opportunity and educate you and teach sellers correctly and not give them the Spark Notes KC101 of that thing and giving them the full story in a palatable way that helps them take action. That's the most challenging part to me, to be honest with you.
You're giving a lot of advice to sellers. What about the seller who couldn't come?
Yeah, for the seller who couldn't come to the Reseller Remix or any events that a growth advisor attends, honestly, I would say, hey, if you want to partner with a growth advisor and you needed help growing, our job is to literally help you to identify opportunities, which could be looking at sales and promotion offers, a listing's health and the value of it, and how to recreate that through multiple seasons and experiences as so many things fluctuate. But our job and our goal is to make sure that you have a positive and successful experience using the eBay platform in the long term.
Do you get feedback from people you've helped?
I would say yes, to be honest with you. I actually met a seller here today who I haven't spoken to since before my son was born in January, and she literally said, what you helped me do was amazing, then you disappeared, and I've done better than I did before, but I want the next steps, is what I get a lot of feedback on. And it made me realize that there is value in the meeting and people being enthusiastic about it, and me doing my job investing the time. So I have got a lot of positive feedback, and just one feedback that I did was, like, that a lot of people know is Lori Wong.
Oh yeah,
Lori. I went to the Atlanta eBay Open Studio session, and I was just standing in the back, like literally scarfing down some food in between when I was talking to people, and she goes, yeah, everyone should go meet with a growth advisor, Casey. I've been on the site for like 20 plus years, and he taught me one tool that I wasn't aware of, and it's helped me so much. Like, you guys should go find him. And I was like, well, that's great feedback, but I was trying to eat really quick, so I'm like raising my hand and mouthing. But so it's been a positive and rewarding experience overall. That's and great. I do get feedback from people that say it's valuable and has helped their business.
Well, Casey, thanks.
Thank you, bro.
That Casey is an interesting guy. I want to have him on the podcast.
He really is. And you know, at the very end of the show on the Thursday, he grabbed me and said, hey, can you like do a quick announcement and tell people if they didn't get a chance to talk to us and they want a session with us in the future, we can do it. And I went down and they had a little QR code where people could go in and schedule like a week down the road or 2 weeks down the road, some sessions with them to hear about kind of their business and their efficiency.
They're all about getting sellers to grow their business, and they have the insight and advice and strategies to do so.
Yep. And also on the eBay side was Kaomi, who's on my team from the community team, Jonathan Chard and Chuck Van Pelt from Seller Insights. And they were getting feedback from sellers.
And what was really cool is they had the table set out and any seller could come up and write their suggestion or comment.
Or even like what they liked.
Yeah, or what they liked. And it was all compiled and it's going to Adam and then eventually to the person who asked for this input, which is our CEO, Jamie Iannone.
Yeah, and I think it's important for our listeners to understand that the CEO of our company wants to hear from sellers on how do we make the marketplace better.
Hey, you know who I was really happy to see at the event from the eBay side in that corner?
Who?
Our good friend, David Bernstein.
Yes.
So David is our go-to guy for all product questions. You may hear us mention him on the podcast. Whenever I need an answer, I always go to him. And I was able to grab David for a few minutes to ask him about his role at the event and what he was hearing from sellers.
One of the things we talk about occasionally on the podcast is, I don't know the answer to that. We better ask Dave. We're going to go ask Dave. So Dave is here at the event.
Here I am.
So what's your title and what do you do?
Okay, so I'm a manager of product management in the seller experience team.
Our guy.
So I have other product managers that report to me, as well as I work on features myself. So we're responsible for the listing management experience. So this is where, if you're using the native app or my eBay, or most sellers using Seller Hub these days, where you go to manage your active listings or your drafts or your unsold listings. So those pages we're responsible for. We want to make it easy for you to find your listings, make adjustments to them so they can sell faster. So we built flows like Send Offers right? So we're making it easier for you to find listings that have interested buyers so you can send offers and make the sale.
Exactly.
We're working on some new features to make it easier for you to put listings on sale in sale events directly from the active listings page. Be on the lookout for that. We also look after the order management experience. So, for example, on my eBay, it's sold. In Seller Hub, it's called Orders.
Yes.
But that's the place you go to see everything that's sold, and we want you to ship out the right item to the right person on time. So we help with that.
Has anyone here brought up the idea of a new field on reports for cost of goods sold?
That's another thing that's on my wish list is we currently have just that single custom label SKU field, which... unfortunately, we kind of have to overload it as a seller. We might put how much we paid for the item. We might use it for cost of goods. We might use it for who listed it or who I'm doing consignment for.
Yes.
Or where it's located in my garage. It's in bin G number 23.
A lot of sellers use it.
So it's just one field for all those. So I would love to provide the ability for sellers to add custom tags, private tags. So if you wanted to name a custom tag, I don't know, Griff.
Well, no, no one's going to want to do that. But what they will want is, like, location. Where is it?
Yes.
Where did I buy it? And the date I purchased it. That's another one I use. And then how much I paid.
Exactly.
But you said an interesting one. Some people want to know the name of their consigner if they're doing a consignment business.
Yeah, so I was just talking to a couple of sellers about that. And, in fact, I talked to one seller, and I was very intrigued. They actually used their custom categories for their store to create a category with the initials of the person they're consigning for so that they can have that person go to their store and look at all the stuff they listed for them.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But then also when they look at some reports, if they can get that, they were asking for that category to actually show up in more of our reports.
Oh, that's a great
idea. Which is a great idea.
See, sellers are nothing but enterprising. If they're not, I mean, they'll figure out a way if we don't give it to them.
Exactly. I'm always amazed at the resourcefulness of the sellers. If we build something for one purpose, and then they start using it in a different way. You're like, that is fascinating.
Yes.
I never thought of that.
Well, thanks, Dave.
Thank you so much, Griff. Pleasure talking to you.
He's one of a kind.
He's so knowledgeable, and he wants to understand what the seller's issues are, and he has the ability to influence stuff.
Yeah, he does. And he gets stuff done.
He does.
I know that he heard a few things at the, and I won't say what they are. And I think he was a little horrified that some of the statuses of some of these features that sellers use. And I think we're going to see some changes.
I agree. And it's because he really cares about what's the experience that the sellers are having. I was really glad to see him there as well.
He looked like he was having a great time.
He was. We spent a lot of time talking at the very end on Thursday afternoon as we were breaking down like the booth and everything. And he and I had a long talk about it. It was an insightful 3 days for David. Well, Griff, one of the highlights for me was the early morning tour of the blind center that we did that I kind of dragged you out of the bed at, you know, so that you could get there. I didn't literally drag Griff out of bed, but we just had to get there about 8.
Yeah, and we did.
And it wasn't that early for Griff or anything.
I don't think I would have gone on that tour if you hadn't dragged me there. So I have to thank you for that. And I'm glad I had my recorder on.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought it as well.
I did get the director of the center, Ryan Wilson. I was able to get him aside at lunchtime, and we had a little chat about the eBay business they have selling refurbished electronics for their charity.
So can you talk a little bit about your history with the company?
Yeah, so I was hired at the Blind Center to help with our eBay business and our electronics operation, which is about 70-80% of our funding here for the Blind Center, which all goes back to our programs and resources that we provide for blind individuals. We've seen a lot of growth. We built our eBay store up to give people an opportunity. Our eBay has, I would like to say, flourished, but it's a lot because we've got better at what we've done. eBay has been very helpful in that and given us an opportunity to provide jobs for individuals who are blind. And through that, we've been able to provide more resources, more programs for blind individuals here. If you want to check us out, it's BlindCenterNV on eBay.com. We sell electronics, laptops, computers, tablets, cell phones, you name it.
And you're part of the refurbished program.
Absolutely, yeah. We do a good job at trying to provide a high-quality product based on you guys' standards. And I would like to say, because we deal with individuals who are blind or are disabled, and we treat them with kindness, respect, and we give them that respect for their lives. We do the same thing with our customers on eBay as well. So if you come to us, you're going to get good customer service. We don't want to be hypocrites in that. I mean, when we can show that level of care, that we show the same level of care with our customers on eBay as well. I'd like to say we're really fast. You'll get the stuff. You get it really quick.
Very quick.
So we try to provide just overall service so that people can have a great experience with us, and then everything that they buy goes back to a good cause. So that's just really like cherry on top, and you're really impacting lives when they shop with us. I mean, it really gives people hope when they come here that, hey, I have something to come to. I'm going to feel included. I'm not going to feel left alone. I'm going to have people who support me here, and it's a good place to be. And I appreciate your time, honestly. I really do. I mean, giving me an opportunity to speak about what we do, and to see it is different, you know?
Yes.
It's really different than to hear about it, but I appreciate it, yeah.
Thanks, Ryan.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you coming down. I've seen you.
Well, Griff, it was really interesting to hear from Ryan. And I spent some time with him a little bit earlier on Tuesday as well, and just kind of getting to know him and his story. And I'm just so impressed with what that Blind Center does and the facility that they have and the services they offer the visually impaired. It's incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Hey, the other thing that I was able to talk about with some of the attendees were, and you know this because we've been watching this phenomena, there's more and more sellers that are starting their own podcasts and their own YouTubes. And I think that's totally cool. And in fact, over the coming months, we want to talk to a lot of these hosts and bring them on the podcast so we can get to know them better. But more importantly, we can help leverage our audience to get them to start listening to other podcasts. The thing being, you tune into the eBay for Business podcast, that's less than an hour a week. You've got a lot more hours during the week you could be spending listening to other podcasts as well. So we want to familiarize you with some of the podcasts that are out there, and hopefully you can add them to your playlist. So look for that to be happening. And I talked to a few people, and I think you'll know this person. It goes without any introduction.
Ken DeHustleby.
And Anna Packer.
What do you do besides sell on eBay, Ken?
We have a podcast called Seller Club Podcasts.
And you're both involved.
We are. We are two of the three co-hosts. And we like to say it's an exclusive club, but you're invited.
We have a new episode every week, and you will get notified through our Instagram account called Seller Club Podcast. We do all our announcement information there, so follow along.
And the Instagram again?
Seller Club Podcast.
You want to listen to it?
Absolutely. We'll see you in the club.
I'll join.
Yay. You're in.
You're in.
You're like already in.
Well, I think it's wonderful, like you said, Griff, that others are doing. And my attitude is the more the merrier, right?
Absolutely. And each podcast is different. And each podcast host approaches the subject of running a business on eBay or any other platform, not just eBay, in their own way. They have their own insights and they have their own personalities. And I think that's what makes it very interesting. We don't want you just to listen to this podcast. We want you to listen to all the podcasts that are out there, and we want you doing it 24 hours a day. Well, you can take a nap or sleep, but yeah, we would like you to listen to our podcast.
Maybe we should have some of those podcast hosts on as well to talk about their podcast.
Oh, no, we're going to do that. And then in the coming months, yeah, we're going to do that. Now, at the end of day three, everyone was excited, but a little bit fatigued. It's been a long 3 days, and we didn't even go out to the parties. So a lot of the attendees spent a lot of time going to these events that the three event organizers planned, and I hear that they were out very late.
Yes, especially on Wednesday night.
As everything was being torn down and we're coming towards the end, I was able to grab the three event organizers for this event, Vicky, Katie, and Teresa. And we had a little chat about the event, but more importantly, I wanted to get their insight on why they do the event. And maybe it can be something that you're listening to this now and you're wondering, I want to attend an event, or if there's none around, I want to start one. Let's listen.
Hi, I'm Vicky Silverberg. I am one of the co-founders and co-hosts of the Boss Reseller Remix. I've been selling since 1998 on the platform and full-time since 2009. Sell a little bit of everything, and I love being a part of the eBay community. And my user ID is LV Pink Peacock.
I'm Katie Silverberg. My eBay username is A Boutique For Him. I sell vintage men's streetwear mainly. And I am married to Vicky, and we put on this event together with our friend and business partner, Teresa.
And I am Teresa Cox, and my eBay ID is ClubRed97, and I sell all kinds of things, but mostly clothing and shoes, and I am the other third of the founding group of the Boss Reseller Remix.
So can you talk a little bit about what Boss is?
So Boss stands for Business of Online Selling Success. And Teresa loves an acronym.
That's I love a good acronym.
And that all started with the creation of the Facebook group. And she then brought Katie on to help run it with her. And that I kind of came as part of the package. And we have a Facebook group called Boss. And we decided within our community to expand that brand and that name.
This is the third year that you've done the event. What's it like having to put together a roster and an agenda of this type?
I think it's a piece of cake because Katie does it all in big chunks.
Oh, passing the buck, eh? Okay.
Well, you know, when it comes to content, the first year that we put on this event, we hadn't done it before. And so we really didn't know how we were going to pull it off. And so we really kind of cashed in with all of our friends who have big social media followings. And we knew that they would draw people in. And so we were kind of like, hey, do you think you could come to Vegas for a week and do this thing for us? And they
and
were
we
like,
we can't pay you.
Yeah. And and they were like, well, we don't know what it is. We don't know if you know what you're doing, but we'll do it for you because we're friends. And so we had some of them return last year and had some other speakers last year. But this year was the first time where we were like, we want a completely new roster of speakers. And so we actually put out a call and we had people applying. And so it was really interesting because it was the first year where we were like, we don't know a lot of these speakers. We don't know them personally. We don't have relationships with them. And we were just going off of their proposals. And we were really blown away by some of the content that came out of that.
And we have so many people of so many different skills and insights into different platforms and how they sell and where they sell and how they acquire the things they sell. And you never know someone's story until you give them a chance to tell it.
And the big perk about this is that now we have a whole addition to our group of friends because, you know, you come here and you meet them and you become friends and you talk business and it's just, you just find like these people are our tribe.
This is a great testament, I think, to anyone who's considering starting a seller event group.
So I started a local eBay sellers meetup group in 2015 and just kind of advertised it in Facebook groups. Hey, if you're in the Gilbert, Phoenix area, this is where we're meeting and so on and so forth. And we would have topics and that grew. Then I moved and somebody else took it over. And when I came back to the area, one of our sellers had a big enough home and was centrally located. And we ended up having, you know, 30 to 40 people every month that committed to come and we would learn from each other and share things. And we have a Facebook group for our meetup group and we start sharing information about local community garage sales or where do you get your boxes from? Or, hey, I have all these extra flat rate mailers. Does anybody need them? And it just creates a local group of sellers that we can lean on and rely on that you can't do when you have a virtual group of friends.
Yeah. Start small. Of course, look and see if there is a local meetup in your area. Join in, meet people, meet your community. It's very important to have local people to talk to share your pain points with, to help you overcome and learn things. We can all go on Facebook groups. We all know how to Google. You can figure some things out that way. But start it. Start in your own living room. Meet at the Starbucks down the street. If it's two people constitute a meeting, grow from there. Doesn't have to be complicated. Maybe you just want to talk to each other about shipping. Maybe you want to exchange shipping supplies in Q4 and you can't find them and you need something. That's how it's going to start. And you can see from there where you want to grow. It doesn't have to be that you have to be giving an in-depth training session once a month on everything. You don't have to be an expert on anything. In fact, you can be an expert on nothing other than saying, hello, how are you? Where do you live? What do you like to sell? And go from there.
You know, I think whether you are starting a meetup group or you want to do an event, a small event, a medium-sized event, look at your resources around you. Financial resources, look at your friend resources and how they can support you. Looking at like finding a place to meet at, like what connections do you have? Who do you know? You know, we knew about the Blind Center before we ever wanted to do our own event because they have this huge eBay operation here. And so when we started thinking about doing our event, they weren't even in our mind right away. And then all of a sudden it clicks like, oh, we know about this space. And they're eBay sellers and they do events. Let's go check them out. And so it turned out to be a great connection. You never know, because if you're not thinking about an event at the time, you may not even know what resources you have.
Well, I want to thank you all very much. This has been a great event and I'm so glad I was able to come this year and I'll look forward to 2025.
Yeah, we will see you in 2025.
We'll see you there.
Yeah, those are three smart women right there.
They really are. And think about how much energy it takes just to run their businesses on eBay. So they do that. And then in addition, they put on a three-day event for hundreds of other sellers around the country, because there were sellers from Florida all over the place.
Now, we use them as an example. Not everyone who's considering an event is going to jump right in and create a three-day event in their local area.
Right. Nor should they.
Nor should they. But I think you can take a lot from Vicky and Katie and Teresa about in the inspiration and aspiration area, where it's not that difficult to get started. As Katie and Vicky said, it's just a matter of, you know, even if you're starting off with meeting one person at a coffee shop, and that's how a lot of these seller meetups start.
Agreed. It's how most of them start, with a small group of folks who start to connect on a regular basis.
And it could grow if you want it. If you don't want it to grow, you can reach a certain level, like Steph. We heard a little bit from Steph. She's the original seller event person with the eBabes and emails.
And I'm reticent to say the year because I always seem to get it wrong. So I think I'm going to say 2002.
I think you're right.
But it might have been 2003, but she'll listen and she'll send me a note.
Our point with this entire episode was to get you thinking about either looking for an event in your area, or if there's no event, starting an event. There's so many benefits to doing
and
this.
There's kind of like almost this ancillary benefit of you end up meeting some friends. You also connect with people who are in a similar field to you, and so you can share ideas. And the transfer of knowledge when you're in person can happen so much more quickly than, say, on a discussion forum or, you know, on a Zoom call. And so I'm a big, big proponent of these. And it's why eBay supports them.
Some of us, you know, we work alone day after day. And it's not healthy. Humans aren't necessarily built to be solitary creatures.
Boy, the last 3 days showed that.
I had a great time. I've been solitary for a long time, you know, working at home and doing the podcast from home. And it was great being in a community of peers. Even though I work for eBay, I also sell on eBay. And that, I think, makes it very important and interesting for me, is to hear what other sellers are saying. And because I'm selling too, I know exactly right what they're going through.
You're experiencing the same thing they're experiencing. Well, Griff, like you said, like, you know, someone doesn't have to start this with like a 3-day event like we just attended. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into them, super worthwhile. But if a seller's out there that's interested, they can go to ebay.com/seller meetings or go to the community site and click on the events tab and then go to the seller meetings tab. And you'll see about 20 events that are up right now in different locales around the country. And these are events that are being hosted by fellow sellers in order to get sellers who are in their locale to connect and just share ideas, share best practices. And so I encourage anyone, check those out. And if you want to get started, there's a link at the top of the events page that says you want to start. And that goes actually to Kaomi, who's on my team. And she'll get back to you and tell you how we can start a chapter for you. And then you just take it and run with it. And the thing that I really like about these seller run events, each one has their own little unique feel. And some aren't so little. And the personality of the sellers themselves comes out in the meetings. That's what makes them attractive to other sellers. It doesn't cost the sellers anything to create a chapter and get the promotion off of the community site. We're actually going to be doing some additional promotion around the seller meetings via seller news and the banner in the community site. And even in Q1, we're going to try and do a little broader email to try and get additional traffic to the seller meetings. We provide eBay swag, which our sellers always like swag.
Oh, yes.
And then on occasion, depending on the size of the event or the seller meeting, we will have an eBay staff member attend. And so we'll explore additional things on how we can support them, including content and other ways that they want to be supported.
Yeah. And at the core of all these events, they have to be fun.
And if you want to join the fun here on eBay for Business, call us on 888-723-4630.
That's 888-723-4630. And you can call that number any time of the day, any day of the week. Leave your question or comment, and we'll put it on the air.
And if you're not a call on the phone person, you can email us at podcast@ebay.com. That's podcast@ebay.com.
And now, your slightly changed format for the 3-point podcast weekly checklist. Check the announcement board at ebay.com/announcements for up-to-date seller news every day.
There may be a seller meeting already happening in your area. You can find out at ebay.com/seller meetings and searching the existing events for your location. And if you don't find one, maybe consider starting one.
You need to review anything in this episode? Oh, it's so easy. Check the transcript for this and all the episodes for follow-up on what you've heard, and find the links that we often reference during the episode. And on our next episode, by the way, Brian, we're going to talk with eBay seller Mayumi Rome, who has an unusual hybrid consignment business, and it's located not too far from Disneyland.
We'd like to again thank all the folks at the Boss Reseller Remix event who took the time to speak to us last week.
The eBay for Business podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.